if you design your property well and effectively, that means that everything is in its place. For an example, people have a tendency of putting their chicken yard, chicken coop, and their vegetables right at the back end of the property. Now, if you think about it, if you have vegetables growing, you will be going there every day to harvest. Also, if you have chickens, very likely you'll be there once or twice a day collecting the eggs and giving them the scraps and looking after. So having at the back of the property, it's more likely out of sight, out of mind, you're going to forget it. So with the design, then you have these things closer to the property because that's where you go more often. So this is where permaculture design comes in. You divide the property into zones according to how often you're going to go there.
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. Anne will also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
I'm Anne Nelson, your host for today's show. Many of us change locations, sometimes more often than others. And if you think about changing lifestyles, there could be a lot more things to consider. Today's guest is an expert in tree changes and has a business based around helping you make the right decisions, because it could be a very costly exercise. On one hand, if you make the wrong choice, it also can be one of the most rewarding decisions you've ever made. You're finally free to have that bit of space around you, and it could be a fantastic thing to do. There are many decisions to make, and my guest today will guide you through the process. Hi, welcome back to the Retire Well, Retire Happy show. And today my guest is Eva Urquhart. Hi, Eva.
Hi, good morning. Good to see you.
Eva has a Bachelor of Business degree, a diploma in horticulture, and a diploma in permaculture design. And for 12 years, she operated a garden design and landscaping business as a consultant and project manager. Eva has had a varied life, and she's going to share some of her story with us today and how she is now helping people make that change. As we do when we get to retirement age, we don't always stay where we are, and we transition. We're either having the tree change or the sea change, and Eva's business helps in that regard to change over. So I'm very excited to have you on the show today, Eva. Can you give us a bit of a background on yourself so the listeners can understand a bit more about you?
Sure, I'll be pleased to. So originally I'm Swedish. My family emigrated to Australia in the early 1970s when they needed skilled labourers. And I went to school here. We lived here for about 5 years. And then my family went back to the cold country. However, when you've lived in the tropics and the lifestyle in Australia, it's very difficult to go back to 20 degrees below. So I, as a young woman, I came back to Australia in 1982 and settled. So I've now been here for 35 years, definitely my home and the lifestyle. I've had various jobs, like you said. Even though I'm born and bred in the city, I always love the country life. So I went to agricultural college in Sweden. And then coming to Australia, I always wanted to work on a big cattle and sheep station. Australia's renowned for the big open spaces and the large areas. So that was a bit of an eye-opener and also a bit of encouragement in my passion. However, a life is not a straight road, and I got off track. I was a fashion designer, was in the fashion trade for many years. I was a nurse for many years, but I eventually came back to my love of horticulture and became a permaculture designer. So this is about designing properties for self-sufficiency and lifestyle. And then I travelled around Australia working at different properties, everything from small scale to large scale farming. And then eventually my husband and I opened a garden design and landscaping business, specialising in tropical horticulture, not only designing new gardens but also redesigning existing gardens, rejuvenating them. And many of our customers were changing their lifestyle. Maybe the children had left home and their garden requirements, their needs were different to previously, or they wanted a garden with that required less maintenance, less work. Also, quite a few people moved from the urban lifestyle, apartment, a smaller block, to a couple of acres or a hectare, 5, 10, 100 acres. And then I realised that most people did not know what to look for when choosing a block in the country, and you can't treat a rural block the same way as an urban block. So where I am today, landscaping is a young man's game. It's very hard physical work. And as I'm getting older, and my husband as well, we're planning ahead. So then I'm now teaching at university, teaching business management and business communication. However, I've still got a business called Tree Change Property Design, where I consult, where I assist people in making that transition. And many people are changing their life and retiring from an urban environment and what to look for in a rural property.
Right.
So here I am.
You've packed a lot into your life. And how many times have you actually changed? Have you found personally that you needed to downsize or change yourself in where you lived and your garden preferences?
Yes, I mean, I was brought up in an apartment, and then I ended up having an urban size block of 1,000 square meters. And then as I was younger and stronger and fitter, I went for larger upsize. So I've made a tree change, as in moving from urban to rural, three times. So once to a 5-acre bush block out in the bush, another time to another 5-acre block where I had a commercial organic small crop garden growing organic vegetables for the markets, and then downsizing a bit to a 1.5-acre block, and with our landscaping business, and we had a large nursery, plant nursery, supplying our customers with plants. But now with the change of lifestyle and living more in a smaller city, we've downsized. So I'm back down to an urban block, a smaller block, and so our gardens are more intensive instead of extensive. So I have many years of practice of upsizing and downsizing.
And do you find that people, as they get older and they have more time, that they are interested in becoming more sustainable, growing their own food?
Yes and no. I think most people have worked very hard in their lives, having families, careers and work. So when they have a bit more spare time, some people, yes, would like to finally have the ornamental garden that they've always dreamed of, with flowers or shrub, bird attracting gardens, and maybe a smaller vegetable garden where they can grow their own vegetables and fruit. But then there are other people who want to go out there and spend more time with plants and gardens and having acreage, because gardening do take a little bit of time. So I think you have to decide to have maybe a smaller garden, and then you can do a little bit of gardening and maybe have other hobbies as well, or decide gardening is my main thing, maybe food producing like you were saying, and then those people move to larger properties.
Right. Thanks for that. Can you now step us through, I believe you have written a book about your latest venture, and would you mind stepping us through the main points that you are making with your book and what's the name of it?
Okay. The book is called The Guide to a Successful Tree Change, How to Select the Right Rural Property for Your Lifestyle. So it's divided into three main sections. The first section is actually identifying why you want to change your lifestyle, why you're actually moving. Is it from a city or smaller area? And making that clear, so that is your a purpose statement. So that will be your benchmark, your foundation to when you select an area. So then the second step will be is to choose the area. Do you still need to work and maybe still live close to where you are living presently? Or are you completely changing lifestyle, maybe starting your own small business? Or are you going to work part-time or retire, not work at all? And then maybe you can live further away from where you're currently living. Or do you still want to keep in contact with family and friends? So there's so many things to look at. The climate, are you going to change complete climate, maybe from a colder climate to a tropical climate? Also looking at employment situations, if you have children, schooling, if they're at schools. Also services, maybe healthcare, if you have a health issue, are those services provided in that new area? Once you have selected the area that you want to move to and you go property hunting, looking for properties, there's so many aspects to look at, as in, does it have access and a driveway? Does it have buildings and infrastructure? If you have animals, would you like to keep horses or a bit of cattle? Or even if you have your own dogs, does it have fencing? So there's so many aspects to look at. And because properties are generally larger, it also becomes more costly. So there's about 12 aspects to look at when you're looking at your rural property. And does it fulfill your needs? Because we're all different. We have different requirements. And also, if you're going to have a business on your property, we say perhaps you'd like to grow vegetables for the local markets, then we also have to have a look at soil, climate, what type of ground covers or trees or vegetation on the property, the quality of the water, if you have electricity and services. Yeah, so there's quite a few. So this guide steps you through the different aspects and especially selecting the property. That's probably the most challenging part if you don't have a rural background or you don't really know what to look for. And I've also included quite a few tools, if you like, for you to make these decisions, what area, where to live, like a checklist, and also comparing. How do you compare properties? Because they're all different, not only prices, but size, infrastructure, access, all of this. So it's easier to access because it's, like they say, buying a property is probably one of the most expensive decisions you're going to make, in a rural property even more so. And unfortunately, research has shown that a lot of people make the tree change, and because they haven't done the research or didn't know what to look for, they're very disappointed or the lifestyle hasn't turned out the way that they wished, and then they move back to the city, which is quite sad.
Very sad indeed. It sounds like you've got a very comprehensive detail in that book and very helpful checklist, because that is one of the things. How do you compare properties? But it must be very disappointing for someone to move and then they don't realise that you may not be able to see your neighbour, and some people just don't like being on their own. And I suppose they don't realise that being on a rural property, that's what you get. You get peace and quiet, and you can enjoy the surroundings and the birds and the wildlife, but you don't necessarily get neighbours close to where you are.
But also the opposite also, people perhaps move to the countryside for the cleaner air, less pollution, but in country areas it's agriculture and they use chemicals. So you can get spray drift onto your food and on your roof, and you collect water maybe in your water tank. So you've got to realise that you, in some areas, you can't escape the pollution. Also noise. If you live in a sugarcane area like I did, 6 months of the year, they harvest 24/7. And trucks are on the road and the little sugarcane trains. So then it's quite noisy. And then if you live in a rural subdivision, which is quite common, you live on, you know, 1 to 5 acres in a rural subdivision, even though the properties give you a bit of space to the neighbours, but because it's quiet, you can hear the dogs bark three doors down. So it's pros and cons. So that's also what this book is about, is the positives and the negative aspects. And you have to balance, you have to weigh up what's important for you and in your lifestyle.
I know something that you notice when you live in the country, because I live on a farm out at Woodstock on the outskirts of Townsville. Usually after a big rain event, and then a few days later you'll get insects coming in at night around the lights because there's no street lights. If you have the porch light on the veranda, you can get many, many, many insects come attracted to the light. It's just the cycle of nature, isn't it?
That's right. It's the little things that can make a break. And people also have to be aware of that. Or, you know, there are snakes and wildlife, or the bandicoots come and and eat your vegetables or dig in your garden, or the birds can come and eat the fruits of your trees. So there's a lot to research, and especially if you're going to make a living of your property. So also in the books I've included quite a few case studies of people who have made the tree change for various reasons and how they have found it and what they've learned along the way. So these are real life stories. Everybody, you know, loved the tree change. However, some adventures were better than others.
And it's interesting too, because I suppose the more that you've planned it, the better chance you have of having success in your new location. But property is very expensive, as you have mentioned, and it's not that easy to sell if you make a mistake. It's not like owning stocks and shares. If you want to get out, you can just go and sell a few. But for real estate, for land, if you change your mind, it takes time to sell up again.
Exactly. And then you have to think about why you are moving there. It's quite easy to overcapitalize in a property, and that also happens. People spend a lot of money, and then down the track, even 10, 20 years down the track, maybe they want to downsize again. And like you said, it's more difficult to sell. And it also depends on the economic downturn, upturn, like all real estate. So, yes, you definitely have to do the research.
Yeah. Well, it's very helpful advice that you've been sharing today. How many people have you helped that you know of? And I suppose I want to know, does it matter what age bracket? Does any age bracket have more success, or is it more just how much planning you've done?
I think it depends on the research and the planning. Of course, it helps if you have a bit more money, because the selection gets a bit broader. However, it depends on your plans and also your attitude. I think people moving with children, younger families, it's perhaps a little bit more challenging because you need schools, you have to look after the children, and a lot of people are buy an empty block of land and then they become owner builders, so they build their own house. But where are you going to live during the meantime? Maybe you live in a caravan or you live in a shed, and if it's cold or hot, you know, the climate. So it's all an adventure. I think it's very much of the mindset. If you're willing to go into adventure, yes, you have to definitely work hard. And I think it's also important to be relatively physically fit and healthy. Well, if you're not fit to start off with, you definitely will be in a couple of years' time, because if you have a larger block, there is physical hard work that you can't get around that. If you're going to, we say, even renovate an older house, do it yourself, or even if you get workers in, doing your garden. And that's also the enjoyment of gardening is doing the work yourself. The personal satisfaction is just outweighs all the sweat and all the aching muscles. However, it's a very healthy lifestyle because you become physically fit instead of sitting as we do very much in an urban lifestyle. You're out there, you know, raking, maybe digging holes, building fences, maybe you are painting, you're planting, digging holes, and once, even though the garden, we say, is established, you're out there bending down, harvesting, maybe pulling a few weeds, you are mulching. So it's a continuous, so it's you decide how much or how little you want to put in with work, but it's constant. That's why I love gardening, because it's continuous, it's dynamic, I can change it as much or as little as I like. But you've got to be relatively healthy to be able to get around and carry and push and dig. Mm.
Sounds like we're all going to get very healthy living on living on the land. One thing we didn't cover would be the requirements of machinery. I suppose once you get over a certain size, you may need a few extra mechanical aids that might have a bit of a price ticket attached to them.
Yes, also, of course, depending on the size, you know, as landscapers, we always believe in use machinery when you can to do the hard work. It's quite cost effective. If you live in a rural area, very likely you have farmers not far away, and you can contract them and say, look, would you be able to come in maybe and rip this paddock where I'm going to grow vegetables, or, you know, rip along the fence line where we're going to plant trees and create a windbreak. So use machinery even only for half a day. It's very cost effective, saves you back a lot of work. But if you design the property, so this is where I come from as a designer. If you design your property well and effectively, that means that everything is in its place. For an example, people have a tendency of putting their chicken coop and their vegetables right at the back end of the property. Now, if you think about it, if you have vegetables growing, you will be going there every day to harvest. Also, if you have chickens, very likely you'll be there once or twice a day collecting the eggs and giving them the scraps and looking after. So having at the back of the property, it's more likely out of sight, out of mind, you're going to forget it. So with the design, then you have these things closer to the property, because that's where you go more often. So this is where permaculture design comes in. You divide the property into zones according to how often you're going to go there. So your fruit orchard, you might only go there for a few weeks a year harvesting or so. That can be further away from your house. So it's about designing the property. And I do that even in urban gardens. If you design the property well, you can fit children's play area in there. You can have a vegetable garden. You can have fruit trees. You can have lawn for the kids and the dogs to play. You can have screening from the neighbours, you can have a shade tree. So it's all about designing it well. So that's what I am. I'm a designer and I design property according to people's lifestyles.
Mm. All right. Mm. Well, it sounds wonderful what you're doing. And if listeners wanted to get in touch with you and to get a copy of your book, where's the best place to go, Eva?
I do have a website, www.treechange.net.au, and in there is explains what I do, and my contact details are there as well. I would love to design all over the world, but being realistic, it's probably more in Queensland.
Right.
Due to the distance to travel.
All right. Well, thanks very much. It's been wonderful, but I'm sure listeners would get a lot out of the information in your book, and they can use that to help themselves make that tree change a success.
My book will be available at the end of the year.
All right.
And then I will load that up to the website so people would know.
All right. Well, thanks very much. It's been wonderful chatting with you today. Thanks very much. We've had Eva Urquhart on the show today, Retire Well, Retire Happy, and she has lots of ideas on how you can make a successful tree change. Thanks very much, Eva.
Thank you very much, Anne. It's been a pleasure. Have a good day.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.